Online Podcast 340. Hello, ladies and gentle whores. Welcome back to Online Podcast. Gosh, how are you? How are you? I'm testing my, I'm still playing with my, the settings on my new recorder. I'm messing with my microphone. How have you been this week? It's been a crazily busy week for me. I went to work. Obviously, I was at work, and there's a lot of rush projects, so I'm actually going back to work tomorrow on Sunday, and I actually have another, my part-time job also has a meeting, so I will be out working all day, all night, and so I decided that I have to record this on a Saturday. So this is a Saturday, November 14th, which reminds me, I gotta pay the bill. Anyway, oops. Excuse me. So this week, let me just go right into the comments first. Now, this is a good thing that people are still listening. So very nice. There are a couple of responses from the website that I would like to go on and talk a little bit more. Last week, without planning, I went into talking about controversial and boom don and all those phrases that I picked up from my singing trip in San Francisco. And what I neglected to tell you is the outcome of the singing competition. I did not win. I forgot to tell you about that. Of course, I tweeted about it, and those of you who do not follow my tweets may not have known about the results. So I did not win. In fact, I lost. But of course, I gained a lot out of the entire experience. Just the best part was getting to be with and sing with all these other singers. And two of the singers actually visited the website. I know at least a couple or maybe even three may have heard part of the recording, the online 339 controversial trip recap. And so they went on the website and left me a couple of messages there, so I would like to respond to that. Nerida is from Australia, one of the contestants. And of course, a comment says, "You're so Malaysia right now." Yeah, and this whole Malaysia thing, I don't know if I'd missed. Did I talk about this? I don't remember. So anyway, Malaysia is this thing that our stylist came up with, and every time we say Malaysia, I would have to tilt my shoulder forward like a model, and with my knee pointing upward, with my my toe lightly tapping on the ground. So I don't know if you can imagine that. Maybe I should do a video of that. So I realized that when I was playing with my Apple TV the other day, and I went into my feed for online HD video, and I realized the last video I posted was the 12 Days of Christmas Fail. And it was a year ago that I posted that. So I may actually start doing that. One of, other than friends that I've made from the singing competition, I will go into the singing competition hopefully in more, in greater details after I finish talking about my trip. However, I would still like to see if I can get one or two or maybe more of the other contestants to come up and sort of share their experience and talk about mine as well. And this whole, I would say, very life-changing experience. I'll go into the details after I finish talking about this trip, my Malaysian trip, which I'll get into in a moment. And so besides gaining all these 11 very nice friends, 11 is just the contestants, but there are a bunch of other people who were there that we get to know, who are becoming friends of ours. So it was very lovely. And besides that, another great thing that we get to do there is to actually live our dream of becoming professional singers for like a pure 10 days. So what we did was just totally be singers. For the 10 days that we were in San Jose and San Francisco, we were just entirely dedicating our whole time to becoming singers. We were rehearsing, we were practicing, we were getting outfits, and we were doing sound checks and practicing with the bands and everything. So it was like a dream come true for all of us singers want to be or who are singers who may not have the opportunity to sing professionally. And those 10 days were amazing. So yeah, I lost, but I gained a lot coming back, so that's for sure. And of course, the thinking about what I have gained from the singing competition, really losing isn't all that big a deal. Winning would be so much nicer, but I didn't. But so there you go. I would like to have the winner come on the show and chat with her. I don't know if she would like to, or she would be able to have time. She definitely has the appropriate microphone to be doing this because she won a $2,000 woodpecker microphone, which I was eyeing. So, yeah, if you want to sell that microphone anytime soon, I'll buy it for $400. And so, okay, now, so, and then the next thing, of course, I listed several words and phrases of what I picked up from the singing competition. And one word that I forgot to mention was fuckus. Yes. Seba. Seba is Sebastian's, my roommate when we were in San Jose. He was my roommate. We had a shared room there for 2 3 days, and then we went to San Francisco, and we all each have our own private rooms. And he was telling us about this friend of his who has a very thick Spanish accent and trying to say focus, and he would say fuckus. And so and that was like the running joke the whole time we were there. It's fuckus, fuckus. So I don't, I completely forgot about that. Of course, that's very special. Fuckus, about fuckus. And so we've got the fuckus. I got a fuckus because I'm so ADD, so I've got a fuckus. And responding to David Ryan, I believe, is David Ryan, David Ryan is that guy, right? What's forgot his name? The guy that's always causing controversial. What's this, that guy, the screaming guy, angry, but very supportive of online. Shit, I forgot what's his name. Let me check to see if I think I have his contact on the Zilafag. Is David Brian Zilafag? I wonder if he is. I don't know why I thought it's him, but let me know, David Ryan, if you are indeed Zilafag. So the controversial things, obviously, that he sort of controversial thing that he brought up was that I didn't want to talk about my becoming a citizen, a U.S. citizen, and just putting off becoming a U.S. citizen. And I didn't really explain too much about it, but I want to respond to the reason why I did not, I haven't yet had my citizenship. Well, I've been traveling a lot this year, and I have this huge trip that I just had recently. And when you have big trips like that, you spend a lot of money. And I wish I actually I would really wish, just like what JC was saying, the benefit of becoming an American citizen, especially when you travel with an American passport, is going to save me would have saved me a lot of my headaches when I was in Japan, because I didn't have to have visa. But since I'm still carrying a Malaysian passport, I have to have a Japanese visa. And so that was part of all the drama that I have had to go through trying to apply for my citizen, I mean, apply for the visa to Japan. So if I were to have been carrying an American passport, I would not have all that problem. So I totally know the benefit of that. However, the main thing was money. Now, David Ryan, you may not have known this, but you may. It does cost me about $700 to get the application. So it is a big chunk of money. I will definitely do it in 2001. I will not I don't think I will put it off any farther than any, well, it may mean that I will be getting my citizenship possibly at the latest in 2012, because the whole process takes sometimes about a year. So, but I definitely will get that going for sure. So that was the response to that. And of course, Katie, another contestant, also was stopped by on my website. So, boom, done, she says. Sorry. And so now let's go back to my trip, because when I was there, and I think when I was listening to Peter and Pinoy Boy on ohmypod.net, they were talking about how difficult it is to actually do a show, especially when you have a full day or when you are actually do things when you're traveling. It's difficult to find time to even write down, sit down and write a short blog entry. And so what I was doing was just tweeting. And it was really nice to be able to do the tweet, because it's very, I was scratching my face, so that's what you heard. By the way, my acne is improving. That's good. That's good news. I'm still taking medication, but it is improving. Look at my pictures. I really did a whole lot. And so tweeting is the only time that I get to send out updates. So that's why I was encouraging people to follow my tweets when I was in Malaysia, because based on the previous experience, that it was going to be difficult for me to actually sit down and do a recording. And it takes a lot of effort too. Even if it's just turning on the recorder too, it's a lot of effort. And when you have real things to do there, it sort of take out all the fun of turning on the recorder anymore. So that's why I didn't do any recording, but I did so much and it was so much fun that I want to, at least for myself, going through all those pictures and talk to you about my trip when I was in Malaysia. So the last time I think I stopped at around after I got my Malaysian passport renewed. So after that, I don't know whether it's the same day, I get to go meet with my aunt and uncle who lived behind our house. So it's like a very close relative of mine, and I'm very good. I have a really good relationship with their children as well, because we grew up together. Their house is literally behind our house, just divided by one small alley. And so I get to visit them and chat with them, and then set up another appointment to go out and eat. However, before we get to go out and eat, I also get to go to sing karaoke with my listeners. And again, I talked about him, Vincent. I get to sing with him and had fun with him. It was really nice to get to see him. He came up all the way from southern Malaysia to see me up north. So I'm very grateful that he did that for me. In fact, twice, because I changed my plan. So he bought his tickets twice. So anyway, here's another highlight. Of course, food is obviously the highlight of the whole thing. And my parents get to, well, they always go to this really nice, delicate Chinese food restaurant, and this time is no different, and they order a bunch of really nice stuff. Now, this time is lovely because, nice stuff meaning what? There's like shark's fin soup, I know, controversial, but shark's fin soup, another controversial item on the plate, piglet. Baby pigs. Yes, crispy skin, really good. I actually kind of got a little bit grossed out by the look of the thing. I didn't used to, though. It's, I think, coming here in America, not seeing a whole pig sort of make you feel squeamish when you see the whole pig. So that was a little scary for me. Well, just a tiny bit. I didn't want to talk about it, so I just ignored it. And so that was really crispy and really delicious, piglet. And of course, that meal cost a lot of money. My parents paid for it, obviously. But delicious nonetheless. And there's all kinds of yummy food there. I may have posted pictures on that. But the funnest thing that I realized this time is not just the food, but it's the on the table being able to talk to my sister's children now in a very different way. The last several years was that, I mean, we always have this gathering for just our immediate family, my sister, my sister's kids, and my parents and I would go to this restaurant and just have food. And the children have always been there, but this time is very different because they are now old enough. I think the oldest one is 17 or 18. The oldest one is 18. Oh my gosh, can you imagine that? 18, 17, 15, and 14. So all of them now can engage in conversations like adults now. So it was very special. It was very nice. We were kind of joking around, and we're, you know, it was actually a few parts were kind of inappropriate, but I tell you, the kids know more than us these days. But it was so much fun. We laughed and laughed. And one of my nephews, who the oldest of them all, the oldest nephew, the oldest boy, the oldest one is actually a girl, Mabel. But Marcus is a lot more sociable. That he's like, you know, he's grown, and I can really talk to him and joke with him and tease him, and he'll tease me back. It's really fun. I really feel like we're becoming, there's like a growth in the relationship that we're having now. We're becoming more like friends than we are uncles and nephews, uncle and nephews and uncle and niece, which is very special for me. And it came out usually when we sit down in a dinner environment, that usually came out that way. So it was very nice, very pleasant for me. I really enjoyed that. And then after that morning, of course, after we ate a big meal, the next morning we've got to go eat some more. So I did. And then I went to a shopping mall looking for a wallet for myself, because you all may have known, maybe not, it's been so long, I was using a wallet that a friend of mine gave me way back, like an old friend of mine who still lives in Singapore, and I actually get to visit her. I used that wallet for many years, and then it broke, and so I just went to like Walmart, I think, even just to buy a really cheap, inexpensive wallet just to have. So I was using that for a while, and what sucks is that there is not a coin compartment, and I really am used to using a special compartment for coins, and I don't really mind the wallet being really huge. And I know in America it's kind of rare that you see guys carrying large wallets, but I love large wallets. So I went to Malaysia and started looking for one, and my sister took me to this amazing store that has tons of bags and wallets. And we're talking about, when I was at Walmart, I think there's probably tops wallet, probably what, 8, so maybe 12 different kinds of wallets, pretty much the same. And then when I went there in that store, oh my gosh, drawers after drawers, there's at least, I don't know, like close to 70, 80 different types of wallets, different color, different brands, and it was amazing. So I found one that I really like. The second one that I picked up was the one that I ended up purchasing, but of course I went through like all the racks and then found, go back to the second one that I picked up. So that's the one I got. And so besides that, we also went shopping, and I found, you know, this big thing about men using a big purse, a MERS, is sort of rare where I am in the Midwest. And I think some guys may actually even feel a little uncomfortable or feel awkward using or seeing somebody carrying a purse just like female. And now I can understand those people who do not want to carry stuff, which I understand, but I don't get, because for me is internally, I just have to carry stuff. Like I have to have my medications. I have to have just in case, you know, my headphones and, you know, my wallet itself is big, so I need a larger purse to carry all my stuff. So I've been looking for a nice man purse, large enough for men, because a lot of times when you go to get a purse, which I do not mind getting a purse that's made for female. However, usually it's not very proportionate to myself because it's a little too small for my frame. And so I look a little awkward. And so I've been looking for an actual purse for men, or handbag, we call it, a handbag for a while. And it's difficult to find, and I found some in Malaysia, and it's, you know, especially made for males. Yeah, and so the size is larger, and it's all good. And I bought two bags, one for my brother and one for myself. In fact, I bought them both, and thinking that my brother would probably like one, and if he doesn't like any of those, I'll actually use both. But he did. He loved his very much. His is actually a tote. I actually like that too. And mine is a little bit more, slightly smaller, but it's big enough for my 13-inch MacBook Pro to go in and all my accessories to go with it. But my bag is really heavy, but it's really gorgeous though. But it's all used up now, scratch and everything, but I don't care. So that was lovely to be able to find my bag. So, you know, I've been shopping and all that good stuff. And of course, if you follow my tweet, you will also know on that same day, I went and got my pedicure and manicure for the first time ever. It was heaven. It was lovely. Of course, my sister paid for it. Very nice. I went there and sat down and they, you know, did my toenails. And I think I posted a picture on my Twitter. I think I tweeted about it and lots of people responded in Facebook especially. So that was my first pedicure and manicure. It was very special. Let me see what day it was on my iPhone. So September 15th at 3:30 in the afternoon. So what I'm doing is I have iPhoto opened up and then just go through all those pictures by time. So I did that and I'm looking at my pictures. There's more food on the table. And I went out with the aunt and uncle that I talked about earlier. Went out and they always take me out for a big meal. Every time I go back there to visit them, we always make plans to go out and eat. Because when I was growing up, that's what we would do, is they would call me and say, hey, let's go eat. Because a lot of their children were all gone and living in a different city. And at that time, I was still in school, close to them. And so, and I, you know, I had really healthy appetite back then. I do still, but not as big as it used to be. And I would, they would go out, but they always ask me to go out with them for food because they would like to order varieties, but then they couldn't finish. And I was there to clean up everything. So it was lovely for me and them. And so we would go out and eat all the time. However, what's changed this time is that I have to be careful because I couldn't eat. I can't eat as much anymore. So I have to tell them that don't get too much because I am not like what I used to be like 10, 20 years ago. Well, 10 to 15, 20 years ago. So that's that. And then we went to, this is kind of cute too. So I have a listener of mine. It's a Penang Hokkien listener. In fact, I think he listens to the show as well. His name is Ben. Very cute 15-year-old boy, and he is very enthusiastic about podcasting, which, you know, I'm all, hang on, let me adjust my microphone, it's too low. I'm all about getting people to create shows, a new podcast in Malaysia, so he did just that. So he kind of looked at me, which is very interesting. He's probably going to listen to this, and he will probably respond, I don't know. Let me take a sip of water before I talk more about Ben. He has his own podcast. He has several podcasts. And let me tell you, he's only 15. And he doesn't have any special equipment. It was like a USB microphone or something. But I can tell you the production quality and the ability of his ability of being able to carry on a 20-minute, a half-hour, one-hour show, just talking by himself, really impressed me. I was so blown away by the quality of his show. And so I would tweet, and I know that he's always been looking up to me like a role model, like a podcast. He calls me his sifu, which is like his master of podcasting, which is very flattering, and of course he's very good himself. And so I knew he lived close to this shopping mall that I was planning on going. I knew if he found out, he would probably come and meet me, but I didn't want to, like, you know, say, hey, Ben, come meet me, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's part of the reason why is because he's only 15 years old, and I don't know whether his parents, you know of me. They do now. I mean, I do know that because I met his mom, and I don't know whether his parents know who I am, and because the Penang Hokkien podcast that he listens to all the time is a little racy. Like, I really put a disclaimer there. If you are listening by yourself, and if you are under 18, you probably want to check with the parents to see if they think that it's appropriate for you, because it's very unfiltered and very raw. And so I was a little bit iffy about saying, hey, Ben, come meet me. And so I just tweeted about it and said that I'll be at the Tesco. And so just that. And then he came, and in fact, very quickly, he replied a tweet, or sent me a text message, I think, because I at that time, I already got a Malaysian phone number. So he sent me a text message and asked me if it's all right for him to come by and meet me there. So I said, yeah, sure, that's fine. It's a public place and all that. And I was like, again, he's only 15. And so I wasn't sure if it's okay, but it's in a public place and all, so it's good. So he came and met me, and I can tell that he was a little bit uncomfortable. Not so much that he was shy, but I may have looked a little bit different. And later on, I pressed him to tell me more about it. I think when you look at pictures of myself, when you look at even Ustream video of myself, you only get to see a one side of me, it's usually I would probably put forth the most flattering side of myself on screen. And then when you meet somebody in person, you get to see them in 3D, and things may change. So he was telling me that you look a little different up close in person. I said, he was telling me that I'm ugly in person. And he was very honest. He did at the end said that I look better when I'm on screen. And so what a little bitch. But I enjoyed him. Anyway, that's Ben. And not only that, he gave me this special jelly mooncake. Don't know many of you know about mooncakes, but this mid-autumn festival that's celebrated by Chinese, according to the lunar calendars, it's on the 8th month and the 15th day of the month. And at this time, it happens around at the end of September and beginning of October. And so I think it's his sister's brother's wife. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Sister's... Oh, no. His mother's brother's wife is what I meant to say. His mother's brother's wife made the jello. So he actually gave me some, and it was delicious. And it's filled with different kinds of things. Like some is green tea filling, and some's red bean paste filling. All different kinds of fillings, really delicious, and it has this little sunflower seeds inside. Oh, so delicious and yummy. So I really enjoyed that, and we actually get to sit down and have some... my mom was there with me, my sister was there with me, my aunt was there with me when Ben came and meet me at Tesco. Also, I think some of you may know Tesco, yeah? Somebody from the UK or maybe even Australia. I don't know if you guys have Tesco there, but in Malaysia, we have Tesco. So so my sister and my mom and my aunt sat down with Ben also, sitting down with me, and we got a few snacks and ate there. So it was really lovely to get to chat with him. Nice kid, 15 years old, typical 15 years old, but at the same time, very talented and very, like, you know, if you see a picture of me and him, I'm so huge. Like, I'm so big, like, taller and larger overall. Like, that happens all the time. It makes me feel like I'm a giant every time I go back to Malaysia. It's like, the people are tiny. And so it was lovely to get to meet him. It was very flattering because, you know, like he really is like my parent, my mom can tell, like, he totally looked up you as like an idol. And that was a little bit of an awkward feeling. But it was very flattering and very nice that I get to meet him, especially that, you know, he is one of the Malaysian podcasters who is actively producing a podcast. And looking at my iPhoto was followed by a bunch of my singing poses. Yes, singing poses, that's what I mean. I have to... I got a phone call from my manager in the US for the part-time job that I do. And she said that, oh my gosh, they are looking for pictures of you. They need pictures for your marketing and promotional material. For the singing competition that I'll be doing, or at that time will be doing, or now just did, the singing competition in San Francisco. And so I had to quickly find somebody. Of course, my face is covered with acne, and I had to go find makeups, cover up my spots, and found my niece to, this is my cousin's, so it's kind of like second cousin, my cousin's daughter, to take this picture. She's like a graphic design student, so she took pictures for me, and they turn out great. So the big poster that you guys been that I posted last week on my website, that's one of the pictures that she took of me. So very thankful that she did that for me, and so yeah, and okay, looking at the pictures. Oh my gosh, more food pictures! Thank goodness oh my gosh, that's delicious. Where is that? I don't remember. Where's that from? Oh my gosh, I have a picture of me like completely hot. Like not hot as in sexy, but hot as in temperature hot. I look so miserable. Where is that? Let me see. This is like 130. I wonder, oh, this must be taken on an iPhone. Let me see if I can get, how did I do it? Get info. I want to see the location. Okay, it says Pulau Pinang. Okay, where's this place? Let me zoom in. Jalan Lembah Permai. Where? Oh, no. Where is this? I couldn't figure it out. Janjung Bunga. Oh, okay. My cousin's. Yeah, my cousin's coffee shop. That's right. That's right. Okay, yeah. Oh my gosh. Don't you love this now? That I can look at the picture and I forgot where it was taken, and I go back to the info and found the Google Map location, the geotag. Very lovely. I guess the next thing that I want is really a regular digital camera that has a geotagging feature in it. That would be nice. So, ooh, here's, sorry, but there's one other thing that I got distracted earlier that I was going to tell you, other than making friends, you know, coming out of the whole thinging, singing thing and being a singer. Besides that, we, each of us of the contestants, also got an HD video camera, which would, oh yeah, that's the whole reason why that I talked about the online HD is that now I actually have a 1080p digital camera. I don't know if I would necessarily shoot 1080p because... unless I want to post it on YouTube. I'd heard that recently YouTube may be upgrading their system so that they allow 1080p upload now. But we each get, so how much of a loser, if I want to be a loser, I want to be a loser for this thing that I just went through, because we got an HD 1080p video camera, very nice. We were given two SD cards, each 8 gig, and a special like a spare battery, so like two batteries, so that we can shoot video every day, and they would offload our card for us, so that we can continue, you know, shooting more video. So it was very lovely. So anyway, well, I have that 1080p digital camera now, video camera, so I might actually be doing more videos of for online HD. Maybe. Video is tougher, like so much tougher when it comes to video. Anyway, move on to the next picture. So I got my pictures all taken and then realized that the image was a little too, it was a little bit overexposed. So we went for dinner and then went to pick up my glasses. Every time I go back to Malaysia, I like to get new pair of glasses. So I got this new pair of glasses. I don't know if you guys have seen. It's like a tortoise shell glasses, a little, you know, slightly retro. And, well, not slightly, but still completely retro. And also got a pair of really big sunglasses, like kind of Ultraman big sunglasses. And I also posted a picture on Facebook, maybe. Yeah, so that's what I'm looking at right now. So, and then I went home and retook some pictures, and those finally were the final pictures that I sent to, almost said where I sent to. That would totally give away where I work, but I'm not getting it, please. So that's that. And then that night, I went out to, I'll probably find a good place. I think this would be a good place to stop. And I finally went out to dinner with a bunch of my high school friends. Now, this means a lot to me, just being able to go out to my high school friends. I just wish that I have more time, because going out there was so much fun, and seeing all my high school friends, the few ones that I'm very close with, was really special. Even though we don't get to see, like, I have a really, my best friend growing up was this David, and I don't get to visit with him much at all. And like during like normal time, like when I'm here, when he's there, he has a family, blah, blah, blah. And so we never really get to visit much. But when we do get together, it means so much to me. And I don't know if you guys understand that sort of feeling, that great friends that you don't get to see. Like I see him, I spend quality time with him maybe for 6, 8, 10 hours tops every 2 years. And when we're together, it's so nice. It's like going back to our childhood. It's reconnecting and get very close. And he stopped by my house and we spent a night together. We were just kind of like a sleepover, you know? And we were just talking and talking all night and just talking, just catching up. And that was really nice. We love to do that sort of stuff. Even when we were young, we like to have sleepovers and just like chat all night and laugh really loudly and talk about people and laugh. And it was really nice and special for me. So I'm glad that I actually get to do that. And they took me to this place. I forgot what it's called now. It's called Ferengi Garden or something like that. Very nice. It's like this almost like Bali-like architecture. And it's a very traditional Malaysian, Indonesian architecture with lots of tropical plants around it, with nice lighting and nice water fountain and streams. And so it's very nature inspired, but very high end, very me, very bitchy. And so I really enjoyed that and talked to my friends, ate good food, seafood, of course, and so had a lot of fun. And next is, I will talk to you more about that. Let me see what day we're here now. We're September 17th. That's still quite a bit. And the next thing is we found out that my niece had to go to a photo shoot for a magazine model search, something or other. And she always does this, you know, she's like this, she's tall, she's gorgeous, and she likes to dress up and that sort of stuff. And she's coming to America, actually, I think next year. So it'll be exciting. And so I'll talk more about that and that in the next podcast. And so far, I guess it's it for now. If you have any comments or questions, you are more than welcome to get in touch with me. Let me know. You can go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, and leave me a comment there on the show. Or you can leave me a comment by calling my number, which is a phone number actually, 920-920-iPhone1, that's 920-iPhone and the number 1, and leave me a message there. You can also email me at online@gmail.com. You can get me there. And thank you to the special listener who gave me a huge generous donation. Thank you so much for doing so. So until next time, don't forget to smile, ladies.